Hi, everybody. Well, today is the last night of October. It's October 31st, 2015. All Saints Day. The entities are probably running rampant tonight. So we'll do a clearing for the day here. And tomorrow is maybe it's All Saints Day tomorrow. Depends where you are. But it's coming up. And then we have our annual clock reset, so you have to turn the clock back. So if you don't know that, tonight's the night. Tonight's your night to have the clock get turned back. So here we go. Let's do a clearing for the days. So today's date, 10/31/2015. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And tomorrow's date, which would be November 11th, 11-1. We're skipping ahead a little bit. 11-1. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Another tracking number. You know, the 111 is a tracking number, and so is the 11-11. Just to see how you're moving along with your programs. That's what they give you these numbers for. So they're probably maybe the same thing, but who knows. Okay, so let's bring up the, let's first clear away energy that you may have. May have something going on in your life the last week. So look at something that's bothered you, a situation, trauma, fear, anxiety, or something. And if your life was peaceful, then this clearing's not needed for you. But here we go. If you have something occurring, pushing your buttons, let's release that one particular incident. I'll count to five to release it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There you go. It's gone. And you should feel, you know, much, much better. And let's bring up the light beams on your monitor screen or screen. Some people have it on their TV screens, too. People are very creative. And here we go. Let's energize all of them with peace energy. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Remember, when we clear the dates, you know, like cleared, you know, 10/31, you could have something happening last year being copy and pasted on tonight, like right now. So maybe even something could have happened, you know, a few years ago. Well, you know, I don't know if Halloween is always in the same day or not. I don't recall. But very possibly, you know, you could have a trauma going on in your life. You know, when you're, you know, maybe 8-10 years of age on trick-or-treating. So that date could be very meaningful to you to have it cleared. So if you did have a situation, then you want to do timeline crashes on it also. So we'll see if our co-host is on here. So are you around there? Kathy?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ron. Hello, everyone. And welcome to Creation Lightship Healing with Ron Amatron on BBS Radio, Station 2 on Saturday nights. And Ron just cleared the energy of quite a lot of events. That was quite a stack there. And I don't know about you, but I really feel the difference. I feel like a little bit of a lightening of a load. And Ron, you mentioned that we're going to reset the clocks tonight for most of the United States. Would you consider the words fall back, key words that we could clear on the one of the online healings?
Yeah, that would be good for even the keyword intercept one. So what happens is, since the time is being reset, you have to listen very carefully here. This may be old news to some of you, but whenever the aliens who created the situation that we're dealing with here in time, whenever they play with the time, they're resetting you on a different timeline sequence. So kind of like basically you're being reborn again. Look at it that way, because you're being abducted every 10 minutes, so now you have a brand new mindset going on. So you have this, you know, when you first work with the time. I'm not sure exactly what month it is, but when we first do that, and then we do it, maybe... You know what month it is, Kathy, when we set our clocks ahead?
April.
April. That's what I was kind of thinking.
It's called spring forward.
Yeah, forward, yeah. So you have a forward time, so that's one time shift for you. Then you have another one tonight, and then you have the major one that starts at the first of the year. Now, you also have other times when the different cultures, we'll say, have their New Year's. We talked about the Jewish one, New Year's. Maybe it was with the, I think the Blood Moon, I believe. That was, I'll just say, a month and a half ago. But then you have other cultures, you know, celebrating their New Year's. And so each time you have that, you have different groups, we'll say, of aliens that are, that people are being controlled by the aliens, and they're going into a different time sequence. And this could be why, if you look back, you know, in your life at certain days when this has happened and you're expecting communication or something to work for you, you might be, you know, on a different timeline to the other people if they change timelines. So I hope that makes sense to you. So people who don't experience Halloween right now, tonight, and, you know, the time changing, if you attempt to connect with somebody like that tomorrow, if they're in a different country and they're not doing this, it might be a little more difficult because the timelines are not in sync yet. Maybe it'll take a day or so to have them get realigned so that your timeline that's brand new now is connecting to their older timeline. So anything you'd like to add to that, Kathy?
I'm following you, but okay. Speaking of the timeline crash, okay, well, it is Halloween right now, and there are children as well, as you mentioned earlier, entities around, and it's kind of like a party for everybody, isn't it? It's kind of like the night they can all really just have a blast,
wild.
Right?
Yeah, they're going to be running wild, yes,
Okay, well, if we participated, I'm assuming most of us are adults on this program, but if we participated in Halloween and went trick-or-treating as children, would we do well to timeline crash that, you know, that holiday, that event?
Yeah, I would do that because you could have had something happening to you, you know, sometime in your life when you're out trick-or-treating, you know? So it could be, you know, something that keeps haunting you every year. Remember, this is a... one of the key days for the aliens, and also to have the entities run rapid. So they could maybe you have something inside of you that went to sleep, and now it's got awakened. And you remember that you were Dracula or something, you know, years and years ago. And so all of a sudden, you know, you feel like acting that out or something. Maybe you're older and you want to get on that same costume or something, because this is this entity is in you, and it only comes at Halloween, you know. So, you know, I just wonder what the meaning for trick or treat is, you know. And those could also be words, you know. Maybe the aliens and the entities are going to trick you, but what are they going to do for a treat, you know?
You don't give the aliens a treat; you get a trick.
Yep, you do a trick for a treat, and you're the treat, huh?
If you don't give them a treat, they'll play a trick on you, and it won't be a fun one.
They do
all their mischievous deeds that night and get away with it, and so I wonder, Ron, if we can clear those words, the energy of those words, trick or treat. That's kind of like something we all said a lot, you know, by robotically.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. So clearing the word trick. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's do treat. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So, I just wonder if anybody handing out candy, remember, the people come to you and they're kind of commanding you to do a trick for them. And if you can't do a trick, I guess that would mean you got to give them a treat. It's one or the other. So what if you didn't give him any candy and he did a trick on him? I'm just looking at that, just something that you say, and, you know, naturally you're hoping to, you know, get something in your bag. That'd be quite interesting. Anyway, back to you.
All day long, everywhere I went, I saw children and adults walking around in costume. I mean, I think Halloween started just this morning. People had their costumes all planned out. I saw people driving to work in costumes, and you know, children at the everywhere I went already in costumes. And so, if entities are with them, and they're possibly up to no good, would this not be a good night and a good time to play that YouTube video of the program when you cleared the aliens out of our space and offered them a ride out? The enslaved alien release on the YouTube video. Would you say that's a good night to do that, Ron? Run it continuously?
That would be a wonderful thing to do tonight, yes.
Mm-hmm.
That, the Help Enslaved Aliens, I believe, is what it is on YouTube.
Yeah, and people can look for it by just searching for the Mr. Oxygen 1 channel. That's lowercase Mr. Oxygen 1, the number 1, just a single digit 1. And Mr. Oxygen 1 actually made this for us. And it was sent out soon after he made it to those who requested it. And now we're just letting everyone go straight to YouTube video to find it. Just simply find it. With a search, and you'll also find there a lot of other videos with Ron in them at the different expos he went to. So it's a good thing to look into and to save on your in your favorites. Run it continuously, and you can find out how to run it continuously by looking for the circular arrow that's on the bottom of where the controls are on the bottom of the image of the box. And Mr. Oxygen also thoughtfully added a light beam's face to that video because Ron suggested that we have a light beam up while we were listening to it as a conduit. And Mr. Oxygen caught that and put that on the video. So it's perfect, perfectly good to use. And you have to have the volume up at least a little, especially, I know it's hard if you're in public, but just at least a little.
And it works great on a cell phone. Want to get on your cell phone and do it, like if you go to a shopping mall or something, just kind of have it on low so the, you know, the words go through, you know, or at least are heard a little bit. You don't have it at full volume or anything, but it'll start clearing out the shopping mall. Maybe most of the people will leave. You never know.
Yeah, depends on what store you're in, huh?
There's certain stores that, we won't get into that name of that store.
No, we won't get into that, yeah. Someone just... yeah. Well, you can see people leaving. You can, you know, you can feel the energy change in the room you're in. And also, you can see animals react to it. Because those of us who've had it, you know, we've been playing around with it for the last couple of weeks, and we really enjoyed seeing reactions and feeling the peace energy. And really, if you bring your phone to bed with you, it was probably the one time I would not mind having electromagnetic frequencies right near me. It's just because the light being will be there clearing out the entities. And then when it's done, you turn it off. It just goes off, and you turn off your phone, your cell phone. But, boy, you can really go to sleep knowing that you've done some real good house cleaning. So it's got a lot of uses, either laptop, tablet, or your cell phone. And if you turn your cell phone a certain way, the light beam space fills up the entire screen. That's pretty nifty. So we thank you, Mr. Oxygen, for all you did for us on, when just picking up where Ron started this. And it was an excellent, excellent video. It's only 6 minutes long. So please check into it, Mr. Oxygen 1 on YouTube. Someone just commented, Ron, that... Go ahead.
Mr. Oxygen is Mr. Ed the Tape. So he was back in New York a couple of weeks ago, I guess. We were back there at the expo, too. So.
Oh.
Yep.
Are you saying he's going to put out another video? We'll see.
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, he was there, and you were there, right? So let's do let's see, what can we do tonight? Let's do a clearing for one of your times that you maybe you had difficulties, one of your trick-or-treat nights. I'm sure everybody listening went out to trick-or-treat. So, or you have children maybe that you have taken out or you have took out. So let's clear away the energies in case the people that you saw today kind of connected to you or connected to them. Maybe your children or something. So let's release the energy. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And here we go. Let's clear away the costume energies if anything got attached there. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Great. And let's do one for naturally, you know, vampires, people, you know, dress up as vampires, witches, zombies. So if you happen to wear one of those costumes, you know, at an event that you lived a long time ago, maybe. Or maybe you were a witch, you know. We got you. Let's clear away the witch energies. Maybe it's haunting you. And maybe you got burnt at the stake. And maybe your feet hurt all the time. Let's spend Halloween from being burned. You know, never know. So here we go, releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So now we'll clear vampires and zombies here. Releasing those energies from you if you happen to be connected to them. Maybe you wore a costume or acted like one. Or maybe you got touched by one or they liked you and took you over. So here we go, releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we also think of ghosts, because ghosts are the main one, entities floating around. Remember, this is the Day of the Dead, and they're coming around to have a body to play with. So here we go, releasing these energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And normally you see a lot of, cobwebs, spider webs on houses and stuff. That's kind of what happens, maybe even skeletons. So let's release that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And it's maybe something that's kind of scary. Maybe you saw somebody getting their head chopped off or something. You know, maybe you went to an amusement location and they portrayed that, you know, you never know. So here we go. 1, releasing that energy from you. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So if any of these helped you, if you'd like to send us a little testimonial on it, that'd be great. We could read it during the show here. So send it to clsquestions@yahoo.com. I'm sure that somebody is reacting to this here, because I'm feeling a lot of energy leaving. So I mean, some of you out there have some bad Scoobies. So hopefully you don't have any Scoobies any longer. So back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised, because this is a popular tradition and it doesn't seem to be going away, you know, getting dressed up. And a lot of us, as we were kids, put a lot of thought and planning into our costume. It was very important. And I know my face and neck are just flushing with the healings, because this is a really, I think, one of the first times you've ever really healed these sorts of things pertaining to this holiday event. And so I'm sure other people are feeling the flush or, you know, some sort of, you know, maybe other reactions too. For me, it just comes up as hot, or sometimes I yawn. I try not to yawn while I'm on the radio with you, Ron, but I heard you yawning, so I know it's real. There's a couple of words, too, that I wondered if you wouldn't mind clearing while we're on the subject, and then we can move on to some of the emails. The words are spooky, goblin, and boo.
Oh, okay. Oh, spooky. Here we go. Releasing that energy, that word energy. Remember, we have the keyword intercept. So you want to put these words in there if this tends to help you a little bit. That's a pre-clearing. So here we go, spooky. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And goblin. 1, 2, 3. Boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And boo. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And, you know, people sometimes have tarantulas, and that kind of scares young kids. So maybe you possibly have somebody who had one, and they opened the door, and you had this in your hand, and you showed it to them, and the kids freaked out, you know, it's a big spider. Hopefully they didn't drop it, kill it. But anyway, you know, that could be a possibility, too. But here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just maybe you're out trick-or-treating being young, and maybe you had to walk up some steps. And maybe it's like, you know, the house was off the ground a bit. And you had a prankster. And so as the kids knocked on the door, this prankster person maybe would have a hand come out from alongside of the porch. Maybe a mechanical type thing, and it would grab your leg or something, you know. And you got terrified, you know. So here we go, in case that happened to you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And, you know, maybe you had one of those times where you went out trick-or-treating and you're kind of alone, and somebody who was older saw you as a target and they stole your bag of candy. So this could relate to a few of you out there, maybe. And you were just completely heartbroken because you trick-or-treated for hours, possibly, and you got this big 5-pound bag of candy, sack full of candy, and all of a sudden somebody took it. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And another thing which could have pushed your buttons, maybe you went out with all this effort and work, and you got all these candies and, you know, whatever it was, you got, you know, your Snickers and your little, you know, little chocolate bars, Hershey's or whatever, and maybe those are your favorites, right? So you're kind of like counting them as they go into your bag. And then you go home and you eat a couple of them, and sure enough, you wake up the next morning and those are gone. And your parents ate them. So here we go. That could be disappointing to you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Kathy.
Well, those are really good healings, Ron. This is a perfect opportunity to get further into this. These are healings you haven't done before, and it really kind of will help stimulate our memory of things that are latent there that can really be cleared out, because these do affect our spirit. There are times when we were not ourselves, we chose not to be ourselves, and maybe we went to a place where they purposely frightened kids. We knew it was safe, but we were frightened all the same, or we watched really scary movies during this time of the year. So we could get scared, and then we sent our spirit out into the beyondo. So it's sort of like a good time to retrieve our spirit, to get some of ourselves back, and to clear out those energies of times when we were not being ourselves.
So let's do a clearing. So if for some reason, you know, you got hopped out of your body, got afraid, your spirit took off, and it got captured, this is why we have the space-time crash. So you're lost in space. still could be out there floating around on some alien timeline. So just bring that energy back to you if that happened during this particular event here. So here we go. Halloween day where you got your spirit chased out of you and it never came back, so a part of you. So one, bring it back to you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Now, let's just to say what if. What if you went to a house, and this is a lady that everybody knew in the neighborhood, right? It was a safe house. But she was a witch, and she wanted to put spells on the kids that came to her house. What a perfect opportunity, because now they're coming, and before you would never probably go to her house. But you didn't know that she was a witch. Maybe she'd give out the best candy. Now she has all these children coming, and she could be hooking them up through spells after you leave. So, here we go. Let's get this. And if this affects you, then you want to do the curses, hexes, spell clearing. So, because there could be more of this happening. But here we go. We'll do a sample to get part of you back here, see if your body responds to this. One. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Well, there's energy there. Some of you got hooked up by somebody. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. Maybe she somehow did something to the candy that she gave you to hook you up. Okay, remember, that's what these people do. They need sometimes a physical thing to use. So she gave you something to hook you up to her through the candy. So here we go. One, releasing this energy. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. You probably all remember those, the old saying, like poison apples and things. So who knows? Just see if that's helped you. So if you did feel energy shifting, then I would highly recommend doing the curses, hexes, spell clearing, and maybe run that for, you know, maybe a week. It'd be a couple of times a day. So back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Yeah, that last healing you did about the witch coming, you know, giving out the candy, that was really good, too. That's a scenario that happens a lot. Many, many children suffered from treats that they got that were not, let's just say, wholesome. So if we can move on a little, that was really great. My face is real flushed, and I'd like to offer the listener a chance to respond to all these healings that Ron's doing today, tonight, and
thank you. I was thinking, Ant, what if it's alien candy? What if you went out that was an alien and they gave you alien candy to abduct you? Wow. Anyway, we'll skip over that one.
Wow. Yeah, that could be, because they make it now with pictures of aliens on it.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's bad. Well, anyway, Ron, I just think we should mention that listeners can click on the fast chat link from the VBS.com Creation Lightship radio page. That you can send comments to Ron anonymously there. And we're inviting those who have listened to the last two live programs Ron did, where he provided loads of live healings for the military, the veterans. And we are still welcoming and will read as a priority those comments from the healings and any suggestions they may have. So again, you can click on the fast chat link and you can send them anonymously there if you'd like, if that's easy for you. And you can also send them to our email address, clsquestions@yahoo.com. So, Ron, before I get to those, I do want to read a comment from someone who sent this quite a while ago when you came back from the expo, in the New Life Expo in New York. He's a longtime listener, and he's from New York, and he writes that he was at the New Life Expo this past weekend to see you, to hear your lectures and workshop. And every time he goes, he learns something new. And besides that, he finds the light infusion chamber that you have there always a pleasant and relaxing experience. He went in it 3 times. He's thanking you for coming to New York, setting all that up, and sharing all these healings with you. He really appreciates it.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for taking the time to write. And now for some comments from the listeners who Ron had intended the healings for. Of course, anyone can enjoy them and benefit, but these are for particularly to help the veterans who had certain situations that affected them due to being in either the military or the war or injuries or long absences from home. You know, these were all extenuating circumstances. And Ron kindly addressed as many as he could in the last 2 programs. Those programs were held on Friday, October 23rd, and the other one was last night, Friday, October 30th. And we're going to mention them now and then because they are very full. Ron has loaded them with healings. And I'll read the list later of what they are, if we have time, Ron. But first, let me read some comments. Okay, number one, there's 2 comments here. They're a little long. Hi, Ron. This is a nurse who served in Vietnam as a medical on a medical rescue unit. I wrote before with suggestions and would like to now convey my appreciation for all you are offering the veterans. I myself felt I benefited from the healings, although they were coming so fast, it was difficult to conjure up just one specific incident as soon as you started counting. I did feel some general buoyancy on the energetic braces you placed as I am standing all day on concrete floors, so that helps. I would like to suggest you offer this healing again with more pre-publicity and also include mention of active military who are now serving overseas or awaiting deployment. In my opinion, they could really use healings now. With respect, Nurse Patty, not my real name. Please repeat the name of the website that you said would be easier to use.
Okay, yeah, that would be, it'd be thetimelinecafe.com. Thetimelinecafe.com. And it's a little more palatable for a newbie. We don't get into alien stuff on that website, and it just has basic clearings on it that people could use. So that's what I'd recommend doing. You don't want to scare anybody away. Once they have a few clearings, then they're okay and they're open more, but to go to our website. But typically, a lot of people may not believe in aliens, won't know what they're under, won't know what we're talking about, or I push buttons with religions and stuff. So that website is pretty, we'll say, watered down, and it's just strictly for clearings. So thetimelinecafe.com. Thank you.
Okay, and she made the point of mentioning the active military who are also serving, as it are also included. Correct, Ron?
Yes. I don't know how else to, if I could reach more vets some way, you know, I wouldn't mind, you know, continuing on here, but, you know, we just need to get people who are more interested, or at least interested in having something, you know, then we could maybe offer maybe some more Fridays or something. But we need to have, you know, somebody maybe spearhead that for us, or at least, you know, get out there and talk about it. And you could take them to that other site, you know, to have them look at things or, you know, get the clearings. So that's kind of what I see could be really a, you know, a great thing for these, for the vets, whether they're in, you know, an old vet or, you know, I do see World War II vets around. Not too many of them anymore, but, you know, there are a lot of Vietnam vets, but they didn't die of, you know, situations from Agent Orange, et cetera. But, we're looking at the newer vets, you know, the Gulf War and Afghanistan and things like that. So anyway, if anybody's traumatized, you know, we can help them. That's why we're doing these programs special. So it's up to the people listening to tell the service people that, you know, we can help them, and it's up to you to do something, you know, and I'll provide one of the shows on BBS to do that. Back to you.
Thank you. That would be great. And now let's hear from a veteran who wrote you a note, and then I'll read the list of the clearings. Here we go. As a veteran from the war in the Middle East, mid-90s, I do appreciate the potential these healings have. I will look at your website. I am new to this. I have repressed my pain and memories and experiences as I am trying to overcome the whole experience of my participation in that war and so much more. I will listen to the archives, and I'm glad that they will be active in healing as I need time to assess what needs healing and how your healings affect me. If my peace is the outcome, as you say, then I'm all for it. The issues you cleared are very real, yet there is more. I could relate to the betrayal, anger, disappointment healings as promises to us in service were not kept, to put it mildly. This sent many of us who returned from the war, the most recent wars, at a disadvantage. We do not feel honored or respected by those we served. To top it off, I am financially challenged. I have to somehow fit in. So that's what that person wrote, Ron. Some suggestions there for us. Another email. Please clear the words wounded warriors.
I guess I'll clear the word wounded. So here we go. Then I'll do warriors. So one, clearing the word wounded. One, two, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, doing the same one over again. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that word could be very powerful if you did, end up with a situation where you got wounded. Because there's a lot of negative energy on that word, because anybody who got wounded will relate to that word, and the word will be in collective consciousness. So you could have somebody who had a little wound, or somebody who had, you know, maybe something that was awful, and all the energy goes into like this energy cloud. So just by connecting to that, being wounded, you could be bringing in tons of negative stuff to you, traumas, anxieties, and everything else from the people who have been wounded, using that word to describe your situation. Now we'll do warriors. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go. So back to you.
Okay, so you just cleared the energy off the words, Wounded Warriors. And I would like to read now, Ron, if I may, a list of the clearings you did between the two radio shows. Of course, you did clearings also on the 28th when you co-hosted with Michelle as you were discussing the reactions from people. But these are the primary, the 23rd and the 30th are the primary two programs that you did strictly for the veterans. So if I may read the list, here goes. The Veteran Healings, to reconnect to source energy and find inner peace. The healings are anger, sadness, heartache, tinnitus, clearing energy from the ears and loud explosions, trauma, depression, guilt, betrayal, regret, entity clearings and explanations of what they are and the harm and havoc they cause, psychic attack energy, pain body, itching and rashes, bed sore. You place energetic braces on various parts of the body, media clearing for images that were seen on TV and in the media, magazines, etc., poisoning to the body and infections from foreign objects stuck inside the body, scar tissue. You release entities for addictions. You release energy of phantom pains, and you release this symbolic energy off of the symbol of the Red Cross. That's just to name a few.
Yeah,
when you see it that way, yeah, in a long list, that's not really the total list, but it's the major ones. So there's quite a bit there that Ron offers, and will you repeat, Ron, what you had decided as far as keeping the healings active and alive on the reruns, on the replays?
Yeah, so if you are a vet, this will work for you. Just go on and do it. You're going to probably find that you're going to have some relief maybe after, you know, maybe a few times, maybe half a dozen. And so that'll get rid of what you're dealing with at first. But then, you know, you want to do the whole lifetime clearings if it's a major issue for you. So this will give you some reprieve and maybe get your life jump-started where maybe you are dysfunctional now or have all this energy on you where you can't think straight. And, you know, like if you're in depression and that gets released, then you can start a new life a little bit. But this is just, you know, the samples that are there. It's not a whole lifetime clearing, but it will clear away enough of the energy so you can probably re-enter life again here and start a life and to do something. What you may want to do, too, is the self-empowerment clearing. That one's really good to jumpstart people back into life again. But these clearings for the vets will work for quite a while. You're probably going to realize that after you have it that you know that you need to go much deeper. But it will relieve a lot of the trauma that you're having and different things like that, feeling dysfunctional or something. So that's why we're doing this for them, or for you, we'll say, because all the clearings are personal to you, even though we're talking to a large audience of people. Each time I do a clearing is dedicated for you as you select your issue, as you bring up your situation or whatever. So, you know, that's what you want to do. just do the clearings, listen to it again until you start feeling more functional. So, and you might even be terrorized to even see war movies, you know? The American Sniper was on, you know, months ago, and then we have the one with, I forgot what it's called, but the tank movie with Brad Pitt, I believe. So there's other war movies that, you know, have been out that deal with these things, and you may watch those and get re-traumatized over again. So clearings could help you, but once you realize that you have a situation going on, try to label it. Yeah, I see that. This is type of clearing that I need. And we probably have that on the website as a whole lifetime clearing. And then do that, and you should have a lot of relief from that. So back to you, Kathy.
Well, it's quite an offer, Ron. There's been hundreds of wars and for many years. Some of them lasted so many years. And then there's been millions of veterans. So this is quite an undertaking you've offered, and I'm sure that it would be great if people could listen and could spread the word, and especially since the archives and the replays will be active. And we'll definitely continue to mention them. So we're going to mark the shows as October 23rd and October 30th with you and Ann, and also on the 28th with Michelle. Okay, so moving on, Ron, do you want to... by the way, I want to mention to the listeners that there are some emails they sent that I'm afraid because of the subject that were so timely just now, we didn't get to. But after we go to the Creation Lightship, I will attempt to read some of those. So, Ron, would you like to now, since it's 10 minutes till, take us to the Creation Lightship?
Sure. So this is in the now, right now. So you're all in the now, and you can bring up your animal, pets, flowers, tree, garden, plants, if you like. And you want to request one specific healing. We'll see how that works for you. It will be done on the lightship, and that source energy will be done. But remember, you have all these energetic bodies around you, like the ones that we cleared. Kathy mentioned quite a few of those. And all these bodies get contaminated. So, you know, it could be full of, you know, a million thoughts. And each thought is a different situation. So if you don't clear those out when you come back here, because you're being, in a sense, beamed up continuously, we'll say, I located, and each time you come back down, these bodies kind of suffocate you with those traumas and situations. But you do get some relief, and maybe you might even have a perfect healing. So here we go. Going up to the lightship, this only works in the now, right now for people listening. If you hear an archive, then you're going to be not going to the lightship, and you're going to be feeling the peace energy. So here we go, going up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And again, think of a situation, something that you want to have healed. So we're going to go to the hot tub room first, and we'll take a few suggestions. We already have some in there. So here we go, hot tub room to help detoxification. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we got waterfalls, so those are nice. Let's go into the purple waterfall and the green waterfalls, so different rooms. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Remember, since you're out of time, time does not exist, so you can be in many places at once in source energy. And we have mountains, and here we go, stronger, 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 and stronger, and just request your one specific healing. Next, we have the rainforest energies. That's always very nice. A lot of stuff happens there in the rainforest. You can see trees, you can see water, you can see the mist in the air, you can see the like little dragonflies buzzing around, and butterflies and bees and everything. So here we go. 1, maybe even crickets. 2, frogs. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And for you water lovers, we'll go into the room where the dolphins are. Remember, the light beings will appear to these different life forms that we talk about as you go into that particular location. So here we go. There's 3 dolphins coming to you. If you wish to put your hand in front of you, if you're a little sensitive, put your hand palm facing out, move your hand out maybe 6 inches, maybe to a foot, probably more like about 6 inches out, or maybe a foot from your body, we'll say. And you're going to feel the energy, the texture of the dolphin. Move your hand maybe slowly up and down, back and forth, and you're actually physically touching the dolphin right now. Where you're having this experience with what you're wearing now, your clothing and everything else, and you're on a light ship, and you're also here. So this is the dolphin energy, stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into where the deers are. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next will be, we got rabbits, so here we go. Stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And here we go. We got giant flowers. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's go to the special room that has food. This is the food court. Let's go in there and enjoy some nutrients. So you're going to find your body changing. You're going to feel yourself becoming full. So normally we do this on, that's in a week we'll be doing birthdays. From tonight, which will be our birthday event for people born in November, but we'll go there right now. And if you feel a little hungry, you won't after this year, believe me. So let's go in. Since it's not a birthday, we'll have some energetic food, we'll call it, and it'll show up maybe as what you may like to have. So they have soup, we'll say, and salads, whatever you would like to have. It'll be a little small portion size of a pencil eraser. So you're requesting what you want to have right now, and you can have seconds and thirds. So here we go. We have it in front of us now. You selected what you wanted to have. Remember, you're out of time, but here you're in time. So you're putting it now underneath your tongue. You might find your saliva changing, and you can ask for some more. Normally, if you have like thirds, you're going to feel pretty full. And so if you wish to have more, you can. And we could go to where the desserts are. So let's go there. So here we go. I'll get the German chocolate cake with the drizzle and the ice cream and I guess the cherry on top, whipped cream, and hot fudge, some ice cream on it, and whatever. So here we go. That if you like that or something similar, they have like peach pie too. An energetic form of that. It'll look like that, but when you have it, it'll also taste that way. So here we go. That's coming into our mouth. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's go to the pain release room. And we'll go to two different locations. Pain release room is where you specify where your pain is. And then we have another room on the light ship, which has the floating magnets. Two different rooms entirely. So request where your pain is. Some people who have pain will normally put their hand on their body where the pain is, basically. It's not needed, but people do that. But here we go. Releasing this energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so we'll come back from the light ship now. And we're coming back here, and I'm going to count to 5, and you're going to notice that you're going to feel a little heavier, and things around you, when you come back here, it'll be more energetically connected to you. Right now, everything is like there, but it's not hooked up to you. No energetic cordings. But when you come back, you're going to feel a little more dense. So coming down, and your animal, pets, flowers, your garden, plants are coming. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Go. So things around you might look a little duller, possibly. maybe a little bit out of registration, possibly, as what it was before. But it will be a little change, and it depends how subtle it is to you and how you experience that. So I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy.
Thanks, Ron, and how lovely that we can be escorted to such a place as a creation light chip, also known as source energy, and be able to be healed by such adorable creatures as rabbits, deer, dolphins, etc., and then go to a food court for desserts that are nutritious besides, like those cakes you described. Well, I must have been there because I was salivating. And I always like going to the food court. And so those were healings that were done in the moment. Those will not work on the archives, but you will feel the peace energy. And so, Ron, now we have a testimony written to you from a listener in Raleigh, North Carolina, who attended the Thursday night clone body removal teleconference that you offer on Thursday nights. And she writes that you suggested that she do a water activation charge for pain. And you told her to put the water directly on the area in pain. She said she did this in 10-minute intervals for an hour, along with drinking the water. She says, this completely eliminated all pain and gave me a good night's sleep. So she says, thank you very much. So you went to the pain relief area also. For anyone else who's experiencing pain, there's Creation Light Chip, and there's also the pain release water.
Very good.
Here's another question. Trying to get to these quick. I have been working for large groups this past week and feel very slimed by people, touched or not. I tried to clear it on the option 4 of the alien attack removal healing several times and overnight. I ran many other clearings as well. Entity, dark side practitioner, emotional, judgment, etc. However, I feel I am outnumbered. It was a large group. I would appreciate Ron's comments and the live healing for being slimed. It's almost too much. Over to you, Ron.
Yeah, it does feel overwhelming to me. So, if anybody feels like they've been slimed, here we go. So I'll count to 5 to release that energy from you. This could be even from, you know, people that had contact with people energetically or physically with, you know, touching and hugging and things like that, handshakes. Remember, that is an energy transfer. You don't know what you're getting from the person. So here we go. I'll count to 5 to release that energy from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. So that should help you out quite a bit. Okay,
Ron,
back to you.
Before we end, we have one last comment you had asked for the Halloween clearings. And I had mentioned I was feeling all flushed and hot and that I had noticed quite a difference, and I still am sort of hot in the head and the face and neck and everything. But someone else wrote in that they are doing quite a bit of yawning while you did those clearings.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we'll all get on that.
Yeah. So to a newbie, your body, you will start yawning to release energy. So if you have found yourself yawning, it's not that you're tired. It's that the energy has to get out of your body some way, and yawning is one way to do that. So, anything else we can do for about a minute or two before we end the program here?
Sure, and there's one more comment that just came in, and someone says they're feeling very weird tonight, and they put themselves in the Be Here in the Now online clearing that you have. That's one of the free clearings that Ron offers. And they're wondering about the earth spirit, or maybe it's just the darkness of the day. So I do hope those clearings help this person by now. Any suggestions, Ron?
The earth spirit?
Fine.
Yeah, the earth spirit's fine. and it's not in any other, it's not being pulled out of its location, so it's perfectly fine. What we could do is clear the energies of sacrifices on pyramids. So here we go. Releasing the energies. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, just see if that affects you, because tonight could be a night that maybe could be connected to some of those pyramid energies. So back to you.
Well, it's more to clear, and we've got a lot of ideas of things to clear. So, Ron, for those who plan ahead, Ron has put on his website, creationlightship.com, the dates of the intensive conference calls, which are much like we just did when he took us to the Creation Lightship for Healing with the various light beings. And he has it planned for beginning Saturday, a four-hour ascension preparation call, November 14th, and then the consecutive three Sundays will be an eight-hour healing intensive conference call. And these are offered by Ron. He does them live over the teleconference over the phone, so you would have to be in part of it. You would have to click on upcoming events on the welcome homepage of creationlightship.com, and then it will take you to a menu of different conferences he offers and the prices. And you would click on the package that you'd like and pay directly through PayPal, which is secure and instant. And then you'll get a confirming email with the teleconference phone number as well as the PIN number that you need for that day. You'll also get another email with the receipt. That's the process for all of the teleconferences, in fact. And also for the online healings, you will get a printed, we'll get an email receipt for the healing that you bought, which will also contain the username and the ID password that you need. So that's for the new people who may want to look into getting some of the healings. And it's pretty easy to do on the creationlightship.com website. Ron has a site on the left that has recommended healings, and then there's lots of very effective free sample healings as well. So, Ron, I think that's my final announcements, and I'll turn it back over to you for closing.
Okay, so here we go, everybody. Let's do the mind-to-heart drop. You want to command your spirit out loud. So you say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts inside of my head and drop them into my heart. And once you say that, then you want to count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times, and it's done. You're in peace energy. Energy with your spirit out of time. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So you can turn your clock back tonight, everybody, if you want to do that, so you're not late tomorrow or something, or early. Let's see. It's back. You all get into that. That's too mental. So anyway, turn your clock back. So blessings, everybody. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, ladies, for helping out behind the scenes. We'll see you later. Blessings. Thank you, BBS. Bye, everyone. Good night.
Hello, all you beautiful, fabulous people. This is Dee Wallace, and I would like to invite you to join me on my Sunday show, 9.